This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And we're back. Tommy Tucker, WWL 948. Boy, a big Ponchatoula Strawberry Festival coming up. And here to join us is the queen of the Ponchatoula Strawberry Festival, Alexis Lee. How are you, Alexis?
I'm doing great. It is, of course, a great morning because we are waking up and it is Strawberry Festival week.
It is. Tell me how you become queen of the Strawberry Festival.
So I actually competed in a pageant against eight other fabulous women. We did an interview process, we did a self-introduction portion, and then we modeled on stage and answered an on-stage question. And it was just great spending the days with these awesome girls and competing for the chance to, you know, have this incredible opportunity. And it was just an awesome day, and I'm beyond lucky and blessed to be in the position that I'm in right now.
What was the question they asked you? I'm just curious on stage.
Oh, my question was, My on-stage question was, what is the biggest challenge that strawberry farmers face today?
And what is it?
I personally said that for the industry itself, it's probably going to be, specifically in our area, it's probably going to be generational farming or the lack thereof. And then for our farmers itself, of course, inflation. I mean, this economy is a struggle, and it's incredible that they're able to come back year after year and provide for us.
Tell me about the festival itself, because it happens, it starts when and runs till?
It starts on Friday, and it runs until Sunday at 7 p.m. It is the largest pre-harvest festival in the state of Louisiana. So on Friday, it actually starts at 12 o'clock. But it is the largest pre-harvest festival in the state of Louisiana, and it's just absolutely incredible. No pun intended. No, pun intended, actually.
Yeah, there you go.
Jam-packed with fun. We have a parade on Saturday. It's enormous, and it's just absolutely electric with everyone there smiling, ready to come together and celebrate our farmers. We have our parade. We have an awesome entertainment lineup. We have, of course, awesome people, awesome food. On the festival grounds itself, it is made up of strictly nonprofit organizations, so we love supporting our nonprofits. And, of course, other than that, we have a few other events. We have an egg toss. We have a strawberry eating contest. And I'm just looking forward to a fabulous weekend. I mean, if you've ever been to the Strawberry Festival, you know that the one word to describe it is, to me, it's electric.
Mm-hmm.
So I am ready to roll.
Tell me what your duties are going to be this weekend. Do you have any?
My duty is to, of course, be there while promoting our festival and promoting our farmers. I like to say that my job is to be a walking, talking billboard for our festival and our farmers and the strawberry industry as a whole. So I'm just going to be there greeting everyone and thanking them for coming and, of course, enjoying everything that our festival has to offer.
What's your favorite thing at the festival? Do you have a food that you particularly like? Because I'm thinking strawberry ice cream.
I think that I like the fried strawberries.
Really?
I'm thinking that was my favorite last year.
What's that like?
I think they were fried strawberries. Like they battered them and fried them, and I think they were on a stick, if I'm not mistaken. I'm pretty sure there was like a little sauce too. It made it a little fancy. It was very tasty.
Oh, you can't beat fried anything.
Oh no, everything fried. Count me in.
And then put it on a stick. Tell me about tell me about yourself. What do? You go to college? What's your deal?
So I graduated from Southeastern Louisiana University last May, and right now I work for the Louisiana Office of Tourism in Baton Rouge, right next to the Capitol. So it's just awesome. It kind of goes hand in hand with what I'm doing for the Strawberry Festival this year. I mean, we're promoting tourism. We're promoting people to come out and see us and, you know, showing them and telling them how awesome either, you know, my job, our state is, and then with my other job, the Queen Life, telling everyone how awesome our festival is.
How do people find out more about it, Alexis?
So they can visit LASTrawberryFest.com, my apologies. Or you can check our Facebook. Of course, you can just look up the Ponchatoula Strawberry Festival. We're on Facebook. And if you want to see some of my queen travels, my name's Alexis Lee, and I post everything that I go to, you know, on the every single weekend. I'm also on Instagram. It's LA Strawberry Queen. And, yeah.
I can't believe I missed the opportunity. Let me try it again. Alexis, tell me about the Strawberry Festival. You see what I did? Like Alexa, but Alexis?
No, actually, at my house, every time my parents talk to me, my Alexa goes off. So it's we're used to it.
Let me tell you something. Years ago, a guy wrote a story, an article, a book, whatever it was, that if you can sell, you'll never starve, you'll make a living. You, young lady, can sell, and you'll do very well in your life. Congratulations on being a strawberry queen. We'll see you out at the festival, all right?
Absolutely. I'm so excited to see y'all.
You bet. Thank you. Well, Alexis Lee, queen of the Ponchatoula Strawberry Festival. And all you have to do is search Strawberry Festival Ponchatoula. You get all the information you need. 9:54. Quick break. We'll find out what Newell's got planned for us when we come back on WWL.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.